And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 8th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said humor is emotional chaos remembered in tranquility. James Thurber, born in Columbus, Ohio, 1894, remembered today for his stories such as The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, came out in 1944 in The New Yorker, the story of a henpecked husband who fantasizes about a life of daring adventure. He started submitting pieces to The New Yorker in 1926, and they kept coming back. He said, "My pieces came back so fast, I began to think The New Yorker must have a rejection machine." But he caught on, joined the staff, and he was assigned to an office with E.B. White. They became friends, and they wrote a book together entitled Is Sex Necessary? It's the birthday of the poet and short story author Delmore Schwartz, born in Brooklyn, 1913. Studied philosophy, wanted to become a poet. One summer, when he was in college, he locked himself in his apartment for a month, and he wrote a short story called In Dreams Begin Responsibilities. It was published in the Partisan Review, and it made Delmore Schwartz famous. The story was based on Schwartz's own life. He sits watching his parents' courtship unfold on a movie screen. And when his father proposes marriage, the author begs them to reconsider, to not marry and have children. Delmore Schwartz, who was one of the most promising writers of his generation, fell into the abyss of alcohol and mental illness, died of a heart attack in 1966, and nobody claimed his body for 3 days. And it was on this date in 1660, a professional female actress appeared on the English stage in a production of Othello, one of the earliest known instances of a female role actually being played by a woman. Women were considered too fine, too sensitive for the rough life of the theater. And so the people who came to this performance of Othello, 1660, were handed a disclaimer telling them that they would see a woman on stage, that men are just too big and burly to play these roles. It said, "With bones so large and nerves so uncompliant, when you call Desdemona, enter giant." Here's a poem for today by Timothy Steele, Takeoff. Our jet storms down the runway, tilts up, lifts, we're airborne, and each second we see more outlying hangars, wetlands with a pond that flashes like sheened silver, and beyond an estuary and the frozen drifts of breakers wide and white along the shore. One watches, cheek in palm, how little weight the world has as it swiftly drops away, how quietly the mind climbs to this height, as now the seatbelt sign turned off, a flight attendant rises to negotiate the steep aisle to a curtained service bay. Takeoff by Timothy Steele from The Color Wheel, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.